Hi, my name is Devorah Walfish, and I am very happy to have the opportunity to share a thought with you on Parshas Vayishlach. I heard this thought from Rabbitson Esther Bela Schwartz. So the Parsha starts off with Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanav, and Yaakov sent messengers to Esav. Esav was coming with 400 men. Yaakov Avinu sent messengers ahead of himself to Esav. And Rashi says that these messengers, these malachim, were malachim mamish. They were actual malachim, angels, that Yaakov Avinu sent on a mission. He sent these angels ahead of him to Esav. The Chafetz Chaim teaches that when a person learns Torah, each word of Torah creates a malach. Each word of Torah is a mitzvah, and each mitzvah creates a malach. So Yaakov Avinu had created hordes and hordes of malachim that surrounded him. And any mitzvah that we do in this world creates a malach that's here with us in this world, and it's escorting us through our lives. The pasuk says, "Ki malacha vitzav alach l'shmarcha b'chol derechacha," that Hashem sends malachim to protect us and to be with us, protecting us throughout life. And these malachim are with us in our lives here, and they come with us after 120 to the Kisei HaKavod, to the Beis Din Shalmala, and these malachim advocate for us there. And I don't know exactly what this means, but the malachim also come with us to Gan Eden and somehow service us in Gan Eden. I don't know exactly what that means, but the idea is that the malachim that we create through the mitzvot that we perform here, those malachim accompany us here. They accompany us up to the Kisei HaKavod after 120, and they accompany us for eternity in Olam Haba. So each mitzvah that we do here creates a malach. Now, we cannot calculate how many mitzvos we do. Each good thing that we do, each mitzvah that we do, each chesed that we do could check off a lot of different mitzvos. If I do a chesed and I give someone a ride, that is chesed. That is also the mitzvah of ve'ahavta l'rayecha kamocha. That is also the mitzvah of v'halachta bedrachav, that I should go in the way of Hashem, doing chesed with another person. That can also be a kiddush Hashem to do a chesed. It can also be the mitzvah of kiruv krovim. So any one act can be many mitzvos, and it can create many malachim. And besides for that, when I do that chesed, I can't calculate what mitzvos that will cause. If I did the chesed and I gave the person a ride, and that made her day more positive, and it made her connect to Hashem, or it made her be kinder to her sister, it made her be a more patient teacher, or nurse, or receptionist, whatever role she's playing, and that could cause the next person to have a better day and to be better to the people in their life, or to daven better. And we can never calculate how far a mitzvah goes and how much mitzvah one mitzvah generates. So we're creating hordes and hordes of malachim with everything we do, and we can't calculate how far one chesed journeys, and how far one smile journeys, and how far giving $1, what that creates. There's no limit to the number of malachim that we can create. And Yaakov Avinu was on such a high madriga that he was able to see the malachim that he had created and make use of them in this world. We don't have that ability to access the malachim that we're creating and to see them, but we have to know that in everything that we're doing, in every mitzvah that we're doing, we're creating malachim, many malachim, and they are very real, and they are very much here, and they will accompany us forever. So it's a thought that can give us a lot of chazak, and we should be zocha to fill our lives with mitzvos, fill our lives with malachim, and be matzliach. Have a wonderful Shabbos.